Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, good evening and good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. It is the Dr. Loretta Faith Harris Triumph Podcast, and I am excited to be with you tonight in the Empowerment Studios. It is March 13th, 2019, and it is the second Wednesday of the month. Now, I have shifted gears just a little bit because if you have been following social media, you know that Facebook is down. Yes, Facebook is down tonight. But listen, it doesn't stop the Triumph Podcast because I have a special guest with me, and we are live in the studios tonight, and we are going to do it the good old-fashioned way. I'm going to bring up momentarily Miss Katrinka Carlton, affectionately known as Miss Cat, and she's going to talk to us tonight about being a servant leader. We are doing empowerment, women's empowerment this month, and I'm speaking to visionary women leaders who are impacting and changing, transforming people's lives. So last week, I was able to interview the mayor candidate for the Orlando, Florida area. Her name is Aretha Simons. And if you missed that interview, go to my Facebook like page, which is facebook.com/ Dr. Loretta Faith Harris. If you're tuned in tonight, you are live with us, blogtalkradio.com/ Dr. Loretta Faith Harris, and this podcast will be available for a lifetime for you to refer to and listen to. During this month, we're talking to visionary women who empowers, and tonight is no different. Miss Katrinka, Miss Cat Carlton is a servant leader, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about Miss Cat because she's a woman of faith, and she's also a licensed minister. She's married to William Carlton, the love of her life. She's from Akron, Ohio, and she currently lives in Lakeland, Florida. They're members of Deeper Fellowship Church right here in Central Florida under the leadership of a dynamic worship leader, Pastor William McDowell, and his lovely wife, Miss Latte. Currently, Miss Cat is the founder and visionary of the Woman of Light Ministries Lakeland chapter. This ministry was birthed in 2012, and Miss Cat is going to come on and tell you all a little bit more about her ministry and about the great work that she does. So, guys, get ready because here is Miss Cat. Hi, Miss Cat. How are you doing tonight?
Hello, hello, hello. I'm so excited to be on board tonight. And I thank you, Dr. Faith, for allowing me the opportunity to be on, to share my vision, and to talk a little bit about my ministry. And I also want to thank God for the opportunity that he's given me, the platform he's given me, to represent him well in this ministry. So I am honored, and I am so pleased, and I want to thank you for being been able to be a part of this wonderful triumphant podcast tonight.
Oh, you are so more than welcome, Miss Cat. I'm excited to bring you onto the platform because every opportunity I have, my goal is to empower individuals to live the triumphant life. And, you know, God has given us our callings. He's given us our gifts. And I believe at the end of the day, we all are servant leaders. We all are here to empower and to build other people. So I'm happy that you're able to come to the mic as an expert in this arena and talk about servant leadership, because as women, it's so important that we spend some time just serving each other and just serving the larger vision. So I know I read a little bit about your bio, Ms. Kat, but is there anything else that, before we jump into the interview, any passion that you'd like to share with our listening audience tonight about yourself?
Yes, I have had a passion for the Lord for the last 21 years. I've been walking with the Lord, it's just been a blessing, because the greatest teacher that we have in servant leadership is Christ. And
yes,
getting into the Word and seeing how He served others is a perfect example of what, how we are to serve Him and one another. So I am just honored that He would choose me at this time to be a part of something so beautiful as the Women of Light Ministries.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, you talked about you started the Women of Light Ministries in 2012. Tell us a little bit about the vision for Women of Light Ministries and what it is exactly.
Okay, the vision for Women of Light, the vision statement is to honor, celebrate, and encourage women to discover their God-given gifts to serve God and others. You know, oftentimes we're not operating in a gift that God has given us. You know, the gifts are all throughout the Bible, but especially in 1 Corinthians 12, it talks about the gifts and how to operate in the gifts. If you're called to serve, you do that. If you call for mercy, you know, do it well. Any gift that God has given us, and sometimes it's hard to really find that gift, because that gift comes directly from our Father. So spending time with Him, stepping out and doing things, you know, for the kingdom, you discover that if one thing doesn't work, that's okay, that's fine. God is pleased when we step out to do any type of servant leadership for Him. So in regards to that, don't worry about, you know, getting into a wrong area, because if it's not right, God will correct that. And oftentimes God will speak to us, you know, through His quiet voice. Sometimes we have to sit still and get before Him that He can speak into our spirits to let us know exactly what we are called to do. Now, this time in life, it's very important that we're in our perspective roles, because we're in a very critical time. It's a shifting going on in the world, and God needs each individual that He's given a gift to be operating in that gift. So it's my desire to encourage women, and to even have a place or like some type of avenue to help them to discover their gifts, their gifting, and to serve God and to help others. Because I wanted to share one other thing, Dr. Faith. I am so pleased with the 101 Reasons to Live. When I open this book, it says about fulfill your destiny. And that's exactly, it just spoke to me, because my destiny is my purpose for living, you know. Destiny is our end result. You know, we could start one place, but our destiny is our end result. The reason why we were birthed into the body of Christ, the reason why we're here today, is to live out our destiny. And our destiny comes directly from God.
Yes, I love it. I love it. And thank you for the compliment, too, and for reading my book, 101 Reasons to Live. And so you've said a mouthful, Ms. Kat. Let me just revisit some key points that you mentioned that the Women of Light Ministry service. You are here to honor women.
Yeah.
And that's a big piece, because a lot of times women, we do so much, you know, to help others. We give of ourselves, we sacrifice, we give our lives. And at the end of the day, I know that we look to God to receive all blessings, but it's good to know that there is a ministry here established to honor and recognize women for taking and utilizing their gifts to help others. You celebrate women, and you encourage women to take their gifting that sometimes go unappreciated. A lot times go unappreciated. So it's wonderful to know that there is a ministry there that sheds light on women leadership and servantship, if I would say, to help other people. And you take that experience and you celebrate those women. You encourage those women and you honor those women for the services that they've rendered to other people. Now, specifically, what women do you all target in honoring? And we're going to talk about your upcoming event that does just that. But are you looking for women in ministry? Are you looking for women that's older, that's younger, that served for a long time, that just started out in operating in their ministerial giftings and callings of God? Who's your target women here?
It's a variation. It's all ages. These are women that are in service, any type of servant leadership. It doesn't necessarily have to be a certain target or a certain ministry. It's a person that's given their life. It's women committed to making a difference in the world we live in today. That's who we target. There are women that have actually given of themselves, given their time, their talents, their resources, just giving of themselves to make someone else's life better. So it's not necessarily an age group. It's not necessarily a culture. It's just that you have committed your life to making someone else's life better while being
here. Wonderful. For those who are listening tonight, I am live in the Empowerment Studios with Ms. Kat, and she is speaking on servant leadership. And how wonderful is it to have an organization called the Women of Light Ministries who highlight and who celebrate and honor women who are in full service and operation and utilization of their gifts to better the world, to help other individuals triumph. I am so honored to be interviewing you because, let me tell you, you are necessary right now in this day and time. We need a ministry like that, which God has birthed through you, Miss Kat. So hats off to you for answering call in 2012 to service these servant leadership and to encourage and honor them. Now, you mentioned a shifting that's taking place, that we have to be in position to operate, which I truly believe, Miss Kat, you are in position to operate today, right now, in this ministerial gifting. And as you talk about that shifting and we have to be prepared to be in full operation, talk to us about your mission as you move in full operation with the Women of Light Ministries. What is your mission? What are you going to accomplish here?
Okay, the mission is to advance the kingdom of God in the power of the Holy Spirit by utilizing these gifts of the Spirit to strengthen the body, save souls, and dismantle darkness in the world. Now, you know there's a lot of darkness in the world today, okay?
Yes, there is.
And we, the children and the body of Christ, we have the Spirit of Christ, you know?
Yes.
And we have what it is. Prayer is number one key, okay? Mm-hmm. To pray and pray some more. Now, servants of the Most High God, they develop that and they talk to God, and God is that. Like I said, it's a shifting that's taking place because we're at the end times, you know, and God is preparing His people and they're putting them in perspective places. That's why it's so important right now, because the Bible says we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. So if our light is out, you know, we're not in our place. It says that in the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. So if we're such darkness out there that we, the body of Christ, shines for Him.
Awesome. As you talk about dismantle darkness in the world, I started immediately visualizing and thinking about representations of darkness and what Women of Light Ministries, women would go out and do as we dismantle darkness. So to dismantle darkness, I think about sickness and disease. And mm-hmm. you're talking about women servant leaders who go out and help those who are ill. And you have women leaders who are helping those who have cancer. You have women leaders
yeah.
that are praying for and helping and visiting those shelters with the homeless individuals and servicing
yeah.
those people. So I think of people like Mother Teresa, who went out and
yeah.
she did the work for the Lord,
yeah.
and she served, and she gave of her time, and she was a true philanthropist who just made sure
yeah.
that the other people's best interest was first and foremost. Those who had great needs, she was a humanitarian. She went out and she serviced the needs of individuals. I think about people who work with teenagers that
mm-hmm.
are probably homeless, not only that, but abused, and those who have suffered being in foster care. You have women who take
yeah.
children in, and those women oftentimes are overlooked, but they are doing
mm-hmm.
a real service to humanity by raising up citizens and people and letting them know you are loved. You know, so
yeah.
I think about those types of organizations led by women who are helping to repair the breach, that are helping to service individuals, whether it be in finances, financial counselors.
Yeah.
I think about those
yeah.
women. I think about mental
mm-hmm.
health counselors. I think
mm-hmm.
about political women who are going in and breaking
mm-hmm.
records. Right now, we have a record-breaking entry of women in Congress and just women in different political arenas. And I think about pastors and bishops and
mm-hmm.
women who are called
yes.
to ministry. So you
right.
are highlighting the work of these women, and you're honoring the work of these women, and you're celebrating them and encouraging them to continue
mm-hmm.
to operate in their gifts and to be used of God to dispel the darkness. Did I just captured that appropriately, Ms. Kat? Because that's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm seeing.
Absolutely. And what a beautiful job you did. Absolutely. And one other
awesome.
Thing, I didn't want to forget about my planning, my wonderful planning committee that has been by my side to bring
yeah.
this beautiful day. We're working diligently to bring April 20th to be a beautiful light to shining in the map of Lakeland, Florida. And I believe
mm-hmm.
that God is going to show up in such a magnificent way. It's
mm-hmm.
and that I'm just so excited. I've got excitement in my spirit, and it's been there from day one. So I'm just bubbling over with joy.
Awesome. We're going to take
new.
A quick break for those who are just tuned in. We do have people listening. You are listening live to March Empowerment Series. We're talking with Visionary Women Who Empowers, and I am joined here live in the Empowerment Studio with Ms. Kat Carlton. She's talking about servant leadership, and right now we're going to take a quick music break. We're going to listen to a musical interlude by Travis Green, which is called Intentional. And when we come back, Ms. Kat is going to talk about her upcoming event that's going to highlight women in ministry. It's called The Labor of Love. So you just hang tight with us. We will be right back.
Intentional.
Never failing.
Never failing.
All
All right, we are back. We had a quick 2-minute break. I am live with Miss Kat, and she is going to talk about the Women of Light Ministries upcoming event. Miss Kat, talk to us about your upcoming event.
Okay, the upcoming event will be April 20th, 2019. It's going to be held at Carolyn Lakes Lakeview Clubhouse, and it's called Servant Leadership Recognition and Awards Luncheon. It will be a luncheon. There will be a keynote speaker. There will be a ministry leader. There will also be a sacred candlelight ceremony that I'm really excited about. God has given me such a beautiful vision for this ministry, and every piece of it, of the puzzle, is beautiful, and it will bring him glory. So it's going to be, it starts at 12, but the doors open at 11. We will also have, Dr. Faith will be there, and she will have her books, and I'll have, we'll have vendors. Yeah, we'll have vendors there, and it's going to be a wonderful day. We'll have communion, and it's the day, the Passover, the day of Passover. It's the day before Easter, and I'm telling you, on you go on the campus, and it's all-white gala. The attire is all-white to see women, 100-plus women in all-white. You have not experienced that, or if you have never seen that before, I'm telling you, it's like being in glory. It's glorious. Amen. It's very glorious. So,
Wonderful. So the Servant Leadership and Award Luncheon, can you kind of go down the line of who will you be honoring that night, and can you tell us a little bit about your honorees?
Yes, okay. I will tell you that several of our honorees will have 20-plus years of service in some capacity and ministry. We will have one that's a that's in children's ministry, that she goes out and she feeds the less fortunate and she clothes them. We have one that's in the prison ministry that goes out to the prisons and minister to young ladies that have found themselves for whatever reason there. We have another lady that's a worship. She's been worshiping the Lord for years and years and years, and she just goes out and minister to those, the broken, the lost, you know, the ones that feel like no one cares about them. We also have one lady that I've loved this, that she was home as a homemaker, and for the last 5 years, she's just been at home with her husband that has dementia, and so he recently passed away, you know. And oftentimes these people don't have platforms, you know, like we have at church. But these are just regular people that have committed their lives, women committed to making a difference in the world we live in today.
Right. All right. Wonderful. I am so excited. So I know you have a guest speaker. Can you tell us a little bit about Reverend Kathy? What can we look forward to with Reverend Kathy?
Reverend Kathy is, she has a soul ministry, you know, taking care of the soul. So Reverend Kathy she is a servant leader. She's been in ministry 25 years plus, and her main thing is ministering to those of church hurt that's been hurt in churches. And so she has that ministry going on, and she also has a ministry to come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden. She's going to talk to us about resting in the Lord and how to rest in the Lord and how to just spend that quality time with our Father so that we're able to be refreshed. You know, Jesus spent a lot of time away just getting refreshed so that he can come back in, and then he would have the power, and he would have what he needed to minister to those. So she's going to teach us, she's going to tell us how to just rest in the Lord.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I tell you, it's so important as women to take a moment and to replenish ourselves, especially when we have poured so much out to help other individuals. And it's good to know, Miss Kat, that there exists an organization called the Women of Light Ministry that is here and is designed to replenish women and to make sure that we understand that we are not alone and that God is well pleased with our work. If we never get a thank you, it's good to know that there is an organization that seeks out these women that says, hey, nominate somebody so that we can recognize, honor, and celebrate that person for using and being committed to utilizing their gifts and to help others. So hats off to you, Ms. Kat, for just, again, stepping out on faith and keeping on with it and just, and getting a team together so that they could help you bring the vision to fruition. A team is so very important, and it's good to know you have a team of people who serve with you to honor these great women. Now, talk to us about where do we go to purchase our ticket? Where can we go to find out more information here after this podcast? How can we get our tickets and the cost?
Okay. Now, it's on Eventbrite and Facebook on the Women of Light Ministries.
Okay.
Okay, those two particular places, as well as myself. You can call. I have tickets myself on hand. So if anyone wants tickets, they can, you know, I'm not quite sure how you do that. But anyway, I do have tickets on my person. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, very good. So if you go to Eventbrite or Facebook, all I have to do is type in the Women of Light Ministries Lakeland chapter, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and there you have a invitation there that I could join, and then you also have the link where I could go and I could secure my ticket for $20.
That's correct. It's only on the Eventbrite, that part portion of it. Now, the other portion would be that they would have to contact me, Ms. Kat, and, you know, I can give that information, you know, directly. You can come to me directly. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, no problem. So we're either going to eventbrite.com and we're searching for Women of Light Ministries Lakeland chapter, and there your event will come up. We're familiar with Eventbrite. A lot of us use that as the option to sell tickets, so we'll make sure that that word keeps getting out there. But if you're on Facebook and you type in the Women of Light Ministries Lakeland chapter, Ms. Kat is the organizer of that event, so you can reach out to her personally there as well to secure your spot. And Ms. Kat, how long do we have to purchase our tickets and make sure we have a spot there? Because we want to be amongst the 100 women in white. That just sounds holy and righteous and like the place to be, April 20th.
Yes.
So how can we, how long do we have here?
Okay. Tickets cutoff date is April 6th. But the tickets are selling so rapidly that I would not recommend waiting that long, because the tickets have gone, they're going pretty fast, you know, and so I urge everyone to, if you're interested and you want to be a part of this that's going on in Lakeland, Florida, this beautiful Women of Light, do not wait till April 6th. I'm just going to say that because of the ticket sales, how rapidly they're moving.
Got you. We'll make sure that we're not waiting until April. But we're making sure that we lock those tickets in well before April 6th. Ms. Kat, I have one more question for you, because we're about to log off in 30 minutes here and exit the Empowerment Studios. But at the end of the day, Ms. Kat, with all of the work that you've been called to do over these 21 years, what at the end of the day causes you to be
refusing to give up? It's refusing to get up. Even though discouragement may come, even though disappointments may come, even though things does not quite work out the way that I intended it to work, I still have the Most High as my reference point. So continually the good fight of faith. Finish the fight, keep going, and keep my faith. You know, that's what I want to hear at the end. I fought a good fight. I finished the course, and I kept the faith. That's what I want to be known as. Ms. Kat was a woman that stayed on target knew her vision, worked towards her destiny, and I could rest and be in perfect peace when I leave this earth. And I did want to say my purpose statement is, my life is worth nothing to me unless I use it for finishing the work assigned me by the Lord Jesus, the work of telling others the good news about the wonderful grace of God. Amen.
Woo-hoo! Love it, love it. Thank you so much, Ms. Kat, for gracing us with your presence. Thank you for walking in servant leadership and honoring those individual women who are doing the same exact thing. May God richly bless you. I look forward to joining you on April 20th and continue the work of the Lord, Ms. Kat. I know the Lord will say a job well done. Thank you so much for tuning in. And guys, if you are listening right now live, thank you for joining us in the Empowerment Studios. Next week, it is going down. We're going to have another awesome, awesome guest, Ms. Marcia Brown, and she's going to talk to us here in the Empowerment Studios about resiliency, and she's going to talk about having confidence in bouncing back after adversity. So just stay tuned and visit www.facebook.com/Dr. Loretta Faith Harris. Go to the events section of my page, and if all is well with social media world, we're going to be live via Facebook from 6:30 to 7 p.m. If not, no worries. We will be right here on blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Loretta Faith Harris. I will keep you all posted. So until next time, continue to live the triumphant life. God bless.
God bless.
Thanks, Ms. Kat. Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you. Have a good night. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye.